among the mitzvahs of Leil Pesach is the mitzvah of speaking about what happened in Mitzrayim in Tzias Mitzrayim. The Saper Be'ini in Tzias Mitzrayim, the Leil Hamish also the Nisim, to discuss and to tell what happened in that night. And there is no special nusach of how it's to be said. Kol Echot Kefitzakus Veshenim. Each person in the manner, in the best manner of which he can do so. Today we have an Agoda that's been created, and we say it as it's mentioned in the Agoda. But there's also a Din Kolam Arvel Safar Arizim Meshubo, so each one can add to it whatever he wishes. And one of the reasons given by the Rishenim as to why we don't recite a brochet on this mitzvah, as we do on all mitzvahs, we should recite a brocha Asher Kishonim mitzvah. So, it's Yivonu L'Saper, you see his mitzvah? You don't recite a brocha for that. One of the reasons for that is given by the Rashbe, that there is no specific nusach. What is to be said? How are we to say it? It can be said in whatever manner one wishes. So, in saying the brocha itself, we will already have been yotzei the mitzvah. Because we are saying, Asher Kidishonu v'mitzvah Yisrael v'tzivonu, what? L'sacher v'yitzias mitzrayim. So we have already said, and we are yotzei the mitzvah with that. There's no reason to have to add anything to that. I say to my son, this is the night when we have to speak about yitzias mitzrayim. So I told it to him. I'm already in yotzei the mitzvah. So therefore there is no profit for that. We use the Agoda and we use that nusach. Where is all this taken from that there is such a mitzvah? You shall relate to your son in that day what happened. So the Yigalata, you shall relate to him, means that you have to tell him what happened in the night of Pesach. Misharoshe mitzvah zu. Among the roots of this mitzvah, the rationale for it is what we have mentioned in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, to be conscious of the nisim that took place in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there are numerous mitzvahs around this same time. You shouldn't wonder involved on a mitzvah Shabbos out there, that there are so many mitzvahs revolving around one time. Would it be sufficient to have one mitzvah? Because he says, this is a foundation stone of Tehillim, the Amud Chozok, and it's one of the strong fundamentals between the Seinu Uve'emuna Seinu, in our Torah and in our faith. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Valtein on the oimelim of the oimelim of Yitzhiseinu, Yitzhiseinu. That's why we say in many of our broches and in so many of our filas, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lefi shehu lonu. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim is for us, Oish un Yitzhis Vahur, a specific proof, Vechidush Ha'olam, that Hashem Yisborach created the world. This was an old philosophic question among philosophers. Is there a creator before whom there was no world, and he created a universe and all that is therein? Or is the world itself, it has no beginning, the world in itself, the universe in itself? That was the belief of many philosophers in Greece. And so they were trifling in the Emune in Abayre, that there is Abayre, a creator. For us, the Chinuch says, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the manner in which it took place, the Nisim and the Floyes in which it took place, proves to us that there is a creator who is master over creation. And it is he who has made all that is therein. And therefore, since it's his creation, he can do with it what he wants, and he can turn water into blood, and blood into water. And all else that took place in Yetzias Mitzrayim, he's able to perform. Were there such a thing as Kadmus HaOlam,
and the universe with all that is in it would be as we know it from before our knowledge of time, there could be no place for any such change. Because who is the one that can make these changes? The fact that there is such a thing proves that it is a, there is a very Murphy's goal, the huge oil, that the world, the universe, and all that is therein is something new that was created. If you there is the Kavnerin that comes before all else and has no beginning. He is the Ein Sof that was there before there were other things and that will remain after all things. He's only a Lekach, the Abunish Elohim. Prophet, who has his own will, the Yochel, who has his own power, Kohel Kolanin Tzeris, who creates all that we know. Shehem Olof, this is the God that all that is depends on him, and therefore it's within his power to change these things. And who Hashem Hayesh, this is the God, the existing God, who has a chafetz, who has a will together with a power at all times to do kibushu also in Mitzrayim as he did in Mitzrayim. Sheshino, he changed. Tvoei ha'olom, the natural course of events, bishvilenu, for us. For also one who oisos mechudoshi, created for us signs that were mechudosh, that didn't exist prior to that in the order of creation. G'dolim, great things, vashuim, and mighty ones. And when one realizes this, how he say mishakek, this quietens down and closes the mouths of kol koyfei b'chidush olam, of anyone who wishes to deny the idea and the concept of creation, who mikayek, and it gives strength, who emunah b'yidias Hashem, in faith, in the belief, in our belief, in Hashem Yisborah as a creator, as a Bire. And not only that he's a Bire, but another instance we have to be conscious of. That he's Hashgore, that he stands over creation at all times to guide all that's to take place. He's a Mechadish b'chol yoyim tomid, Ma'as Ebreshis, as we say in the Talmud. Were there such a belief as the philosophers believe, there would be no place for that kind of a feeling. But since Hashem Yisborah is the one who created, and everything emanates from him, and he is the one who stands guard over the process of creation, so creation has never stopped. Things are as they are, because he continually renews their being such in such manner. And because we saw that when he wanted differently, it wasn't so. He was Mahapi, Mayim Ladam, and Dam Lamayim. He was Mahapi, a mate, a stick into a lochosh, into a serpent, and a serpent back into a stick, and so on through all the Nisim and Nefois of Mitzrayim. The purpose of all these things being to show us that creation as we know it, the universe and all that is therein as we know it, is not something static. It's of itself. There is a God who is continually renewing the process of creation. Through his Hashgore, he takes care of it, and this brings us to another concept of Hashgore, Hashgore over us, over Klal Yisroel. Bishvilenu, Elochi Habaye Elokecha, I am your God, Asher Hoytzei Zicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Yibes Avodim, who took you forth and redeemed you from Egypt, from a house of bondage. The second part of Hoytzei Zicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim is part of the Emunah in Anrichei Avaya Rekeho. Uvi She'ein Ma'am in the Rosh says, Asher Hoytzei Zicho, that Jew who has no faith in the second half of what the Pasuk says, Asher Yitzichu Meretz Mitzrayim, Gam Ba'aleichi Avaya Elekecho, Ein Emanim. He doesn't believe in the first half. Because the concept of Emunah Bashem, as the Jew has it, is that the very God who is a Bayre, that he created, and all emanates from him. Where did we see this? In Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we saw changes in all these things in the original creation. And who was it done for? So you say, Sicho, the Eretz Mitzrayim. I took you forth from Eretz Mitzrayim. So that this belief will become impregnated within you. You, who are commanded to be a mining, should be a mining in proper order as Amunah demands of us. Now in another mitzvah.
What? Those who have Amunah seem to have Amunah that there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim, and those who are Kaifer even in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how does the Pesach prove it to anybody? It seems that you have to have the Amunah before the fact.
You are right. Just a minute, we're going to go into that. He goes on in the next, in a mitzvah, that when you eat the korban pesach, you're not to break any of the bones in order to eat the marrow. Now he says, so he says there, al takshay b'ni, lishpeis al gorai v'lema, because as we mentioned in his introduction, he says that he wrote the chinuch for his young son, so that he wouldn't run around in shul when the Torah is being read. He would find interest in listening to the reading of the Torah. That's why he wrote the Sefer Achinu. And therefore he says, Al-Kashiruni, do not think, my son, Lispeis al-Gorai, to find something wrong in what I am saying, V'loima, lo yitzav yishona Hashem Yisborach, why does Hashem Yisborach command us, Las Yishkol Eile, to do so many things, in order to remember that Neser Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sufficient to have one mitzvah to remind us of it. It won't be lost. So if you ask such a question, you ask without wisdom. And the thought process of a youngster, Yashiako, forces you, the daughter came to speak so. It's childish to ask such questions. And now, my dear son, in Bino, Shomazois, Chimazois, Rahel Osbecho Ishma. If you look for Bino, if you look for understanding, lend your ear to me, and I have something to tell you. Alamdecho Lehoyel, the Toyo Mises. And I'll teach you something that will be of eternal value to you. This is most important. Now, you should know at all times, ki ho odom nif'al tefi pu'ulayso. The human being is influenced by his acts. V'libe v'chol nachshevesach tomi achamas of shevesach b'him. And his heart and all his thoughts are continually controlled by the acts and deeds in which he is engaged. In Toiv, the Imra. If he's engaged in good deeds, so he becomes engaged in good thoughts. His entire thinking process follows along those lines. And if to the contrary, he's engaged in evil deeds, so his thinking process becomes evil. Vafilu rosho bol bilbobe. A person who is full of machshavos ra, a rosh gadol, one who is called rosh, we have no other word for it, a rosh, in ya'ale ruchay, v'yosi mishtadusay, if however, he shall arouse himself to be engaged, mishtadusay v'yiskay v'asmode, to be engaged continually, in Torah and in mitzvahs, even though he walks around with evil thoughts to the extent that you call him and you term him a rosh. He will study Torah and he will engage in mitzvahs. The fact that he performs these deeds, which are according to Torah, which are Torah deeds, it's bound to have an influence upon him. It cannot be that he should perform an act of Torah, Shalom Lashem Shemayim, but knowing that this is what God Almighty commanded in his Torah. If he does it without a realization that it was commanded by Hashem Yisborah, so it's no longer Torah, then it's merely a lifestyle. What we're talking about here is if a Rosh HaMachshava should perform that which is a mitzvah of Torah with the knowledge that this act that I'm performing was commanded by God in his Torah, and he should do it because of other reasons, not because he wants to perform the will of God, but he knows that it is so. He's conscious of the fact that he's engaged now in performing something which was commanded to Israel by Hashem Yisborah in his Torah. It's bound to take an effect upon him, even if he does it Shalom Lashem Shemayim, because Ha'odom Nifal Fitu Leisa. A human being is influenced by his outward deeds. Miyad Nitel Atoyt, and to such an extent that if he continues to do these things, B'Koyach Ma'aso, with the strength of the deeds themselves, Yomis Hayetzer Ara, he will kill within himself the Yetzer Ara, those evil inclinations which took him away from Torah and made him think otherwise. That's what Chazal say. Halavai Oisi Ozo. I'm not asking you to be philosophers. You forget, Hashem Yisborah says, to think about me. Oisi Ozo. Forget about me. You forsake me. Don't think too much about me. Don't be a philosopher. But the Soyrosi Shomoru, if you will keep my Torah. Now be careful, it says here, not the Soyros Shomoru, but the Soyrosi Shomoru, my Torah you shall observe. You shall perform deeds with the consciousness that these were the things that Hashem Yisborah commanded Jews to do. That's all I ask of you. That's all I want. Shehamo Yoshebo, the light contained within Torah, Machzino Lemuto, will ultimately return this Jew to his original source. He'll go back to the source of Torah from which every Jew comes. I see also discussions, philosophic discussions, about rationale of Torah and the mitzvahs don't lead to too much. We see that throughout life continually. Philosophic discussions have not created Baalei Teshuva, and all of us have been Baalei Teshuva. We make a mistake to think that Baalei Teshuva means only the Jew who wandered away and performed no mitzvahs, and then he comes back. That's a Baalei Teshuva. Every one of us is always engaged in a process of Teshuva. You know why? Because we're all after the original sin of Adam and Eve. We're all Jews of Chet. All of us. Without exception. And that's why in our tefillahs we say, Hashiveinu Obinu L'Serasecho, V'Hagzeleinu B'Shishuva Shleima L'Fadel. There's no such thing as not Shuva. The whole purpose of Torah, of receiving Torah on Sinai, was to make it easier for us to perform and go through this process of Teshuva. Adam HaRishon was the Yetzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was created by God himself. And he stood in proximity with his Creator. He knew all that Hashem Yisborah stood for. He understood the universe and all that was in it. But then he was overcome and overwhelmed by personal lusts and temptations. And that's the reason for sin. Man doesn't sin because he wants to sin. That's not so. Every person realizes what's good and what's not good. And ultimately every person knows that a chet against Torah is chet. It's not good for him. So why does he do it? Because he's overwhelmed with a yetzer hara. And he's unable to stand up against it. So even knowing that he's not doing what's good, he's forced into it. Our job upon earth is to find ways and means of withstanding this battle of a Yetzer Hara. That's the process of tshuva of every Jew. That's why Rav Sadia Gaon used to say that he's about tshuva every day. A new about tshuva. What's today's tshuva greater than yesterday? Because to the extent that today I know more than I knew yesterday, to that extent I sinned yesterday. And so I must do tshuva again today. And to the extent that this will raise me above my present level, I will have to do tshuva tomorrow because I've sinned today. It's a never-ending process of coming closer to Hashem Yisborach because we wander from it in the chet of other merishim. We let ourselves be overcome by lust and temptation. This is what he's telling us here. But if you're engaged in Torah, see, if you realize that these are commandments of Hashem Yisborach, he will guide himself towards the good in life. And with these deeds themselves, he will kill the Yetzer Hara. Therefore, I pointed out once, I think, here in this class too, that we see that in the process of tshuva, there's no such thing as rationale. Men become by tshuva from things that seemingly shouldn't have led them to tshuva. And I mentioned the fact of Nosson Birnbaum. Dr. Nosson Birnbaum was the greatest Baal Tshuva of the last generation. He was a Rosh HaMerushim. He created theories and concepts and philosophies for everything you want against Torah. He was the father, by the way, of Zionism. The very term Zionism is not Herzlian. He was the one that created the term. He was a friend of Herzl. He went away from Zionism, believed in communism, in socialism, and in everything he was great, one of the greatest in the field. And then he came back to Yiddishkeit. How did he ever come back to Yiddishkeit? He went through so much tzar and joy. It's an interesting thing. He was once on a lecture tour in the United States in his Midas and Apikrosis. On the way home, there were no planes in those days, so he traveled by ship. So he himself writes of it. He was one day on the deck of ship, and all of a sudden he took a look, and here he was, one small man individual, heaven above, world below, and he's there all alone. What am I? If not a creature of God. That's how the process started. Now I ask you, is there any logic in that? Is there a rationale in that? But when God speaks to a person, you don't ask what's the rationale. That's the way he heard it. He had a way till he was on the deck of ship and he heard it. But once he heard it, you couldn't stop it from him. And he began to write works to prove that all that he had written up to them was sheker kozav mehokom akol. There's nothing to it. He became the greatest Baal Tshuva of his time and felt, and this is important to what we have been talking about, he felt that the religious Jew, the Shema Peder Mitzvah, has a long way to go because he doesn't realize that he also is in a continual process of tshuva. And he wrote for the religious Jew also to become conscious of these great values that are ours. And we take things for granted. And so we also succumb to the Yetzer Hara unwillingly, thinking that we are performing the will of Hashem Yisborach. That's what's contained here in the Hymn. Ki achriat u'ulois, whatever the deeds of a person are, nimshochim ha'megoves, it influences the thoughts of man. And he becomes part of those deeds. Ba'afidu im yiyo odom tzadigo. The other thing we must remember, a person who's a tzadigo, a chofetz chaim, ulevove yoshev etomim, and his heart, his thoughts, are only righteous. Chofetz v'toyru v'mitzvahs. His whole desire is only toyru and mitzvahs. Now listen to this. Im ula yaseh, if chas v'sholom, he should be engaged tomim at all times, bidvorim shel toyfi, in foolishness? Kiyim tana derech moshe. For instance, how can he be called in the Pale of Mitzvahs and engaged in drinking? If he tells us that how much child be engaged in drinking, how is that possible? Sheifricha yamela l'minohu, who only show he was forced by the government to do things that are contrary to the Torah. So he's a tzadik gomer, tomek and gomer, chotek the Pale of the Mitzvahs, as in childly. But he must be engaged. Government forces him to do something that is not proper, improper. The emes you should know. In kol iske tovi kol ayin be'esha umes, if you'll be engaged continually in this, yoshu is mamin as mamin mitzit kas limei, so ultimately, all his thoughts will become contaminated. Li yesh rosh ko gol, vis tzadik tovi, this Chofetz Chaim will become a Rosh Hashanah. No person can ever be confident of himself. You may be born a tzaddik, you may live as a tzaddik, but you can never be sure of yourself. What you were in the day of death, that's going to determine what you were. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, was a tzaddik kol yomo. And when he was 8 years old, nitfas levinus, he became an apikreis. You can never be sure, and you can never know what will be that which will cause you to turn away. You don't know which yitzer hara will force you into something. Some are forced into the Yetzer Hara of good food. Others are forced into a Yetzer Hara, as we show them, of Tidus Noshim. Others are forced into a Yetzer Hara of intellectualism. It's also a Yetzer Hara. Not deeds, not acts, but thinking. Academic free thought. A man begins to think that free thought, academic freedom is so free that I'm free to think what I wish. And that also becomes a Yetzer Hara that you can't stop. You never know what is going to be the Yetzer Hara that will possibly attack you. And once you're attacked by that Yetzer Hara and you begin to act in accordance with it, regardless of whether you're the Tzadik Tovim like a Chofetz Chaim, you will ultimately become a Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah, when he acts only according to acts of Teirosi, will ultimately become a tzadikomu. And the tzadikomu, if he is engaged not continually only in Resha, but if he will be engaged in one thing of Resha, but continually, it's bound to influence it. And he'll begin to think and live in accordance with those deeds of his. And he'll become a Rosh Hashanah. It is known and it's a fact. It's the greatest of truth. Sheko Odom Nifal Kefipulisha. That man is controlled by his acts, not by his thoughts. The acts of a person create his thoughts. So try to act in accordance with the will of Hashem Yisborah. Try to use thought for that purpose, and then you will end up where you're supposed to end up. By Cain, Omru Chachomim Zichlein Lidrok, Rotzav HaMokim Lezakris Yisroel. The Rebbeinu Shloim wanted to purify Israel, to give them Zchus, Zakris. Lefiko Yirbo Lahem Torah Mitzvahs, therefore he gave them many Torah Mitzvahs. He didn't just give them a few. He could just as well have given us seven mitzvahs like he gives the goyim and the neyach. In the seven mitzvahs, he could also do everything necessary for Klal Yisrael. But he gave us many mitzvahs, tayag mitzvahs. Kidei lahafis boyim kol nachshimei sein, so that all our thoughts would be continually occupied in mitzvahs. The liyish behem kol yisein, so that all our interests would be in these mitzvahs. We have so many mitzvahs that there's no time and no circumstance which doesn't involve a mitzvah. You have a whole
idala. Put on a mezuzah.
Put on a mezuzah. Wear tefillin in the morning before you go out to work. Zayin in the Torah, sit down and learn a little bit in the morning, in the evening. You sit down to eat, say a bracha. You finish eating. So that I said, the mitzvah in the Torah are out of the Saboto, uve rapto. Finish eating. So that I said, the mitzvah in the Torah are out of the Saboto, uve rapto. We are surrounded continually by mitzvahs. You're going out to take a haircut. What's that got to do with Torah? Don't cut your face on mitzvah. To remind you that even such a small, insignificant thing as taking a haircut also is an act of mitzvah. Pass hazokon. Watch yourself. Don't take everything off. There's a mitzvah involved. Seder. This is all mentioned in Chazal. Now, Chazal, the Shal, every step that the Jew takes under all circumstances, at all times, that's a mitzvah for him. There's something there to guide it, to remind it. That's the mitzvah, Hashem. Katzivani akodito. What is this for? Le'ed long ba'akisen. Only for one purpose. Hashem needs nothing. He had everything before he created the world and us within it, and he needs us not today. What was he interested in? He's interested in doing good. So he created a world, he created the humans, so that he should be able to perform chesed with us. But in order to perform chesed with us, we must be worthy of chesed. We want his chesed, we must become bodily chesed. We must attune ourselves to that chesed. The hate belong to the Achim saying, through the good deeds that we perform, we are affected, we are striving to become good, the saving the child path. And thereby we become worthy of eternal life of Philamador. And they reminded us of this around and they said the Omrah, call me Yeshua Mezuzah of the Pisca, every Jew who has a kosher mezuzah on his door. It seats is the leader, the worst seats is in his clothing. It's not his clothing. Jewish food. Since he believed it, tighter clothing. Who's feeling the reche? And he wears fear from his head. Move the blood. Shalayeto. He can be confident, but he won't see. And if he does see him, he certainly not going to sin like others. And if we see that they do sin like others, that maybe perhaps worse, it only proves that he's not wearing feeling. The tefillin that he's wearing is just an outward act that he's totally unaware of. He doesn't even know that he's performing Torah Hashem and Mitzvah Hashem, even though he said that holy year also before he put on the tefillin. That's only part of the sin that he said, on the tefillin. He's unconscious of it. He's unaware of it. If a Jew wears tefillin as tefillin should be worn, if he's conscious of the fact that he wears tefillin to be there, if he's conscious of the fact that there's a mezuzah the Pisrei, impossible. Move the place of a Yechva. And if he chadals of move the Pisrei, he has to be confident he won't see him. We see so much hate among people who have mezuzahs and tzitzis and tefillin and many others, even black what they're like. So what does it prove? It proves that the mezuzah is not a mezuzah, the tzitzis are not tzitzis, and the tefillin are not tefillin. It can become even among us merely a lifestyle, so that it becomes Reconstructionist Judaism. That's not Torah Judaism. Chazal tell us Murtah, and if it's different, so you also are Murtah, that you didn't wear tefillin. You didn't wear tzitzis, because had you worn that you would have felt that you're surrounded. He's saying, look at this, Ephesians. You're surrounded with mitzvah. Asher kishon b'mitzvah yishon does not mean b'mitzvah yishon by his mitzvahs he sanctified us. No, b'mitzvah yishon means within his mitzvahs. We are surrounded by mitzvah. That's what Rav Chaim Volozhin teaches us in his paper, Rav Chaim. That's what we mean when we say this broad. Baruch atah Hashem Elokim melech ha'olam. Asher kishon b'mitzvah yishon. Who sanctified us within his mitzvahs, which he always commanded us to perform, whatever mitzvah I'm going to perform now. Mefi, she'elu mitzvahs tmidis, because these three mitzvahs mentioned here are continual. There's no time we're free of. We're always wearing a bed. We're always living in a house. We have a mezuzah. And we always doubt, and we have to wear a seal. The thing is, you have to wear a funeral all day long. Except that we're in a position where we walk around outside in such places where people are not to you. So therefore we don't wear it all day long. But if for other reasons also. But if we would be able to guard the sanctity of the funeral properly, so the funeral has to be worn all day. Not only in the morning for a few moments or for an hour. There meets this tedious, the people they had taught your chain. Says the Chinuch, Ator, my son, Re'ein gan re'ein, take good care, observe carefully, Ma'ana lachtecha v'ishkecha, what are your deeds, what are your acts? Always, always be conscious. What am I doing? What am I engaged? Ki achreyem timoshe, because you're going to be drawn by them. And you're not going to draw them to you. Whatever your acts are, whatever your deeds are, they will draw you. You will not draw them to yourself. You will not take these deeds and make of them pay their mitzvah. They will make of you contrary to mitzvah. If you will do deeds of mitzvah, they will draw you to mitzvah. And if you will do deeds of not of mitzvah, they will draw you away from mitzvah. You won't be able to draw them. And let not your Yetzer try to influence you and to make you confident in feeling. I say against you be showing me from me that this is me. Since I'm a firm believer in Hashem Yisroel and God, my head said, yes, what is their balloons? What's the big deal? He is honestly telling that I will sometimes enjoy Tanuge Anoshim, what the average person is engaged in. You smoking with the religious? In the public places? I'm not. What can it hurt? I'm a Tolim, I'm a Salim, and I believe in Hashem Yisroel. What do people do, Mishvachim, with the things? These loitzes in our letting to be engaged in foolish talk, in empty talk, with a gathered fabrics, and to speak such things that are not to be spoken. The Hayyachim, Ebrah, what are other things? Shemedim, Aleim, Ashomet, Adolis, Alekamil, Ebrah, Kmehim. I'm no different from him. Sane, Obed, I'm so great that the smallest part of me is so much bigger than the greatest part of me. So what am I to fear that I'm going to go out and speak some foolish talk to these people? What will happen to me? They can't influence me. Ali, don't make that mistake, my son. He shall make there. Guard yourself. And be lochem derishton, lest you be caught in their net. Rabin shosum terka koistare losum. Many have drunk the poison cup, thinking what you think. Vato es napshevotati. You try to save your soul. Vahagai chose. And once you understand what we have now said, you won't find it difficult to understand why we have to have so many mitzvahs Phineas, Philip, Mizraim, Israel. In order to remember this one thing of the nation of Israel, saying, Abu, what will the Torah say? Because they are a fundament in our Torah. The more we are engaged in these things, the spoil and Adoba will be affected by them to come to the ultimate purpose of realizing So now we understand why it's possible that men do perform so much of this and yet are so far removed from the purpose of Mises. It depends on how a mitzvah is performed. To know, see, Shogol, I am engaged in thought and philosophic things that are contrary to Theta. But I am aware of the fact that this mitzvah is a commandment of God. So I put away within me, when I engage in the mitzvah, even Shogol, same Shemaim, that there is such a thing as a commander on high, who is interested in me, and he has given me a mitzvah command, and he wants me to perform it. So even though I may be doing it to Hashem Shemayim, the recognition that it is his mitzvah won't turn into a tzaddik overnight, and not in a year's time, but ultimately it will strike home. To the contrary, the tzaddik tomim in his thought, who in performing his mitzvahs is totally unaware of why he's performing the mitzvah. He's doing it only pro forma, nothing more than that. He can live 80 years, and all the mitzvahs that he performed will lead him to one thing, not the crosses, to deny that there is a God who has created the world and created us. So we see that these mixtures here, it's right. And it isn't too long will she be engaged in Leil Pesach, Seder Pesach, in a good portion of these mixtures. To our sorrow, we can't perform yet the mixture of Korbi Pesach. But all the other mitzvahs we can, and certainly the mitzvahs here in Tzitzis Mitzrayim, if we gain some understanding of what is contained within these mitzvahs, the Seder Pesach then gains so much more elevation for us. It's bound to raise us to new heights, to begin to feel the world into which we must enter by performing mitzvahs. And that the Seder Pesach will be performed in a manner, so an entire year will follow after that. Small wonder, therefore, I heard once from a disciple of the Sochachov Rebbe's Tzaddik Livrocha, the Armeneza, one of the great Goyim of Poland. I heard from one of his disciples told me his office is the Rebbe. Of the Kleber, Pesach happy England, Mera be Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. That the Rebbe climbed on the heavens more during Pesach than on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Those are interesting words. We would think the opposite. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is when a Jew frees himself from all else, becomes conscious of the fact that he has sinned throughout a year, and he seeks now the grace of Hashem Yisborah, and he begins to climb to these heights. Pesach, Asher Tzitzicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. When the Jew becomes conscious of the fact that there is a very Goru, that things are not natural, that history is not natural course of events, but that there is such a thing as mechanish for all your donate mass relations, that there is a continual renewal of process of creation, that there is a very Boruchu, a creator, onoiti avaya lekecho, and that all of life is life to the extent that we are conscious of these lessons. So we are on higher heavens during Pesach than we are on Yom Kippur. I'll never forget those words. Now, that paper was a boat in the morning, but that's how a horse looker they live on. The river of the cripples of the human face. Get out, you're sure that we don't keep up. So now that we went through some of the time they have mitzvahs, the reasons for this mitzvah, and these are not reasons beyond human intelligence. These are rationales that are so easy for us to understand, because as he said, you will see thou also hatel that this is so, that man is affected by his deeds. He becomes what he does. If he does good, he becomes good. If he does evil, he becomes evil. Man is a thinking being. That's why he's not a beast. And whatever he performs, whatever he does, must affect his thought process. And therefore, if he does good, he becomes good. If Hashem does evil, he becomes evil. It's possible for the Tzadi Gomel to turn into a Roshe. It's possible for the Roshe Gomel to turn into a Tzadi Gomel. There's no time when a person can be sure of himself. He must always think, I have a long way to go. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech said, Toiv Yom HaMoves V'Yom Hivoh. When you're born, that moment is the moment when you have to get onto the ship, as Chazal say. You have to travel over a very, very violent ocean. You don't know whether you'll conquer it or not, but Yom HaMoves, you've come to the shores. You know where you stand. Toiv Yom HaMoves V'Yom Hivoh, because if you've acted properly, you've stood at the helm of that ship, you've guided it properly, you then have arrived at Toiv. You've made of yourself what a human being should make of himself. Has to be shown the other way around. So it's a pity. And all this is contained within the mitzvahs of the Leil of Pesach. Remember to think about these things, says the Finotri son. Don't ask, why are so many mitzvahs necessary? Because the idea is so great. Because it's such a fundamental in Torah life, therefore we need so many acts, so many deeds, so many performances to bring to our consciousness and our awareness what this fundamental is. And now we understand another thing. The Alter Tzelzer Rosh Chaim Lev Rochel once pointed out, if we were to approach these things with our understanding, it would seem to us that the best way to get over the idea of Pesach would be to put on a beautiful theater show showing the Jews going out of Egypt, showing the Makkas as they become Dam, is mine is Dam, the whole business, and put it up on a theater or on a film, and sit there for 3 hours and live through it. And you know. So what do? We eat a piece of Masa. Masa, you should have eaten on Shulot. Eat a piece of Lora. Lora, you should have eaten on Shulot. It's so far removed from us. So he used to say, oh yeah, you'll put on a film in a theater of Yetzias Mitzrayim, though the Shuchat and Bishrotzi in the mention. Those evil inclinations that wander around within us at all times will sit and enjoy a movie on Pesach night, and we'll be going to the movies. That's all that will remain of the whole business. But when you have matzahs, you should have eaten out you can eat from matzah. There's nothing there for evil inclination to take. So who will take it? Only the Yitzhak is going to take that. The Mora, Yitzhak won't take that. No, he's going to tell you, what is back away, take the Mora. There's nothing likable in the Mora. It's not something delicious. What do you want? What are you wasting time? So who's taking the Mora? The Yitzhak is taking the Mora. Simply, you see us inside. You don't have nicer stories to talk about. Yeah, the heavenly mice and the blessed and the shoes and the shoes and the car. Ancient history. So much to talk about. Ireland and Iran and Iran without mices. That's of interest. But what will happen to it? Because of the age of over, it's all happened. But mice and the shoes and the shoes and the car. When the savage is the tribe of Israel, it's always disinterested in all. So who is interested in it? Needs a pain. Drags it all up, and it becomes a Seder Pesach for nature pain. It becomes a Seder Pesach of Mitzvah Hashem and Odom Nifal, his acts, his deeds throughout this night are acts of Mitzvah. They become acts of pain, and from the pain in that, he becomes Nifal, he becomes Tain. When he finishes the Seder Pesach, you know what his desire is then? Shir HaShirim Asher Lishloim Aleihem. He wants to say Shir HaShirim. He's reached the stage of ecstasy where he wants to sing out to Hashem Yisborah, the greatest of all songs, Ko HaShirim Kredesh. Shir HaShirim Kredesh Kredesh. But if he had a film put on of Yitzchias Mitzrayim, he wouldn't want to sing Shir HaShirim. That's the difference in the two things. When do we understand what the outer rope meant? When we understand what the Chinuch is teaching us here. So we have arrived today in the course of our study of the Chinuch, not merely in a rationale for certain mitzvahs. We have arrived today to the very core of what the Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch represents. What is mitzvah? What are mitzvahs? What is a prophet? Can you show them the mitzvahs? What is a Jew? What does it mean to live by mitzvah? What does it mean to live by faith? Now you'll feel that it's worthwhile to continue and try to understand and get some faith in other mitzvahs through the manner in which the Chinuch wants to teach it to us. So on the Rishna helping that we will go higher and higher, greater and greater in this study of ours, and that it should really be Purish mitzvah and all of Nifal and Nifal. So to that extent shall we become better people, thinking better, controlling ourselves better. Yeah.
He said that a person should do mitzvah shalom and then should come to the Lishmon. The Rosh Hashanah seems to imply that during the time that he's doing his Lishmon, it's not really having very much effect on his character until he realizes that it's Minash Ramayim.
He has to do it always realizing it's Minash Ramayim, even though he's doing it to Lishmon. If it's a real Shavarish Mosna, as I'll say, it won't leave them. He has a private interest in why he wants to do it. He wants to study faith to become a Rosh Hashanah. But he's studying God's faith. So he knows that he's performing a mitzvah of study of faith. And he has in mind, he's going to get out of this to become a Rosh Hashanah. But he's going to study faith only to make a living from it. That's all he's interested in. He won't know faith and he won't reach to anything. That's what it means. Basic Shalom Yishmo means that he has his interest also involved. If a person would perform mitzvahs properly, so he should have no personal interest whatsoever. I perform the mitzvah because Tati Bamiyabi. Hashem is what I ask you to do so, finish. I perform the will of the king, not any questions. No. I perform the will of the king because of certain things that I also hear, but I know that it's his commandment. I perform it because it's his. But if I do it without any knowledge whatsoever, without any consciousness at all, that this is Ritzon Shamayim, this is Ritzon HaMelech, the will of the king himself, so it won't strike over. It won't create anything. And that's why I said that there are many, many who perform mitzvahs and we don't see too much good coming from it. You know why? Because they're not performing mitzvahs. It's a matter of rote. It doesn't go too far.
Somebody grabs you on the street to put on film or have you been a little
bit. I don't think it's going to go too far. see that they don't go too far. I saw also that they grab good at thinking that they're Jews too. That doesn't lead too far. I was in New York on Sukkot, and I saw I'm going also. When we give my Hanuda to the Esrit, and the other end of the day, we started to say, they have to be a boy. But after I asked him, he said, oh, I'm a Christian. So I said, so what you do it? Then why not? This is a different approach completely. We have to do mitzvahs, realizing that it's mitzvahs Hashem. But why we're doing the mitzvahs Hashem? So even though Rishio so, and we live lives where we think in terms of Rishio so, even then, you realize that it's my favorite, and you're performing my mitzvah. So regardless of why you're doing it, but it's my mitzvah, that mitzvah will ultimately strike home. Why? Because of Odom Nifal Lefi. Man is affected by his deeds, and affected by deeds means that it creates an awareness, it creates a consciousness, and ultimately begins to think along the lines of those deeds. Then he's the human being that he should be. The thinking human being that he should be. It's not merely a matter of rote, performing things, stamina, all that. Then he's like a being, like a beast. He doesn't think at all. That's why when you don't do it in such manner, so it leads to the exact opposite. So the tzadikoko can become, I think it says, a roshiko. These are the two extremes involved here. And we have to be very, very conscious of these things in our performance of mitzvah. If we're conscious of it, so then we can sometimes begin to feel what it means to climb to the heights of heaven on Pesach, higher than on the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And it's not far, as I said, now from Pesach. It's only about 6 weeks. So it's good to prepare in this manner for Seder Pesach. Mm-hmm.